Friday's Roundup is brought to you by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Join us for some Friday fun with Hank and Phil, guaranteed to kickstart your weekend with laughter and entertainment.
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Getting butter?
Boy. I tell you.
Oh, I tell you, it's a good thing it's a weekend.
Some things, yeah, you got to put up with around here.
Yep. I've told Joanne to try to work from home more.
Work from home? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, thanks for bringing in the silo of cheese balls.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That. Yep. Yeah, that'll keep especially the weekend part-timers fed for a few weeks anyway.
Well, yeah.
The problem with that silo of cheese balls is that the lid, I don't think, totally seals them. So we have to find a way to better seal the lid.
I think we put them in the lavender trash bags that we have.
Lavender trash. Oh, that'd give them a good flavor, wouldn't
exactly.
It?
Yeah, cheese right. And lavender. But something new?
After, you know, a few days, especially in the summertime, those cheese balls get tasting a little stale. So you got to find a way to seal them up better.
Here's the biggest thing about my cheese balls that I brought in. I bought them at the 1st of August, Phil.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and they were lost in my box of umpire gear. I found them last night. So
in your car?
Yes.
In your Mini Cooper?
Yes.
How can you lose something in the Mini Cooper? I don't understand.
I lose my wallet all the time. In that.
Well, that would be, yeah, then trying to get under the seat to find it or whatever. But
isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I mean, the vibe's a little bigger, so it's easier to lose something there.
Right.
Just ask June.
I'm not going to ask. You're in trouble with her anyway. So
always.
Hey, do you know giraffes have the same number of bones in the neck than a human?
Same number of bones in the neck as a human. I would
Did
say
you know
that's
that?
Probably true. Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy. I just learn these facts all the time.
Yeah,
Phil,
you're just a wealth of knowledge.
Of absolutely nothing.
I don't know how you do it, Hank. I really don't.
Oh, really?
Between that and, you know, being the junior sales executive of the year and umpiring, you just got a lot on your plate.
I got a lot on my plate.
Yeah.
Did you know the can opener, Phil, was invented 48 years later after the can was invented? Did you know that?
I think we may have hit on that once before. But how do they open cans?
Couldn't tell you.
With a nail, maybe?
Or a knife? I don't know.
Oh, a knife.
Axe?
That wouldn't be safe. An axe? Yeah,
could you imagine June with an axe trying to open a can?
Man, can you imagine how the beans would splatter if you hit that with an axe? Bam.
Well, they'd give back more than you expected.
They would.
So.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. How would you get open your Denny Moore beef stew? I just don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Huh. Good question.
Yeah.
Good question.
Wake up, Hank.
Yeah. I was snoring earlier. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you.
Oh.
Yeah.
All the plants in our solar system would fit in the space between the moon and the earth.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's
interesting.
That's a mind boggler right there.
So I'm trying to look for some leftovers from the week, Phil. So,
these are warmed over leftovers?
Yeah. Not warmed up. So.
No.
Why did the teacher go to the eye doctor, Philip?
Something with her pupils
was
wrong.
She couldn't control her pupils.
Couldn't control her pupils, I bet. Yeah. I've heard about that before.
Yeah, it's tough.
Oh, man.
They filmed a documentary about constipation one time, Phil.
They did?
Yep, it never came out.
Oh, man.
Oh, and you wonder why.
That was Hank Bray.
And you wonder why that these didn't make it.
Yes. These are the leftovers.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
What should you take it? Why should you take advice from a porcupine, Philip?
I guess I give up.
They have a lot of good points.
Oh, they do.
They do.
Yeah. I was thinking of quills and points and pins and.
I was talking to my wife one time, Phil, and I said.
Really? Really?
I said, I'm going to make you the happiest woman in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And the wife responds, I'll miss you.
That's how it ended for you, Hank.
Yes, it is. And the fight started.
That's too bad. That's too bad. Those are your parting words.
Here's one. Humans are the only creatures that will cut down a tree, turn it into paper, and then write on it, save trees on it.
True, yeah.
Here's one. The T-shirt was invented in 1904. Do you know why it was invented?
The T-shirt. vote for Theodore Roosevelt?
No.
I don't know.
It was marketed to bachelors who couldn't sew or replace buttons.
Really? Yes. That's why you wear a lot of T-shirts.
If there's buttons on it, I ain't. That's why I love my Speedos.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, you've obviously lost your buttons. So.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, probably lost more than buttons on that thing.
Sure. But. Right. Okay.
So anyway.
Interesting.
Yeah. So any big plans for the weekend?
Learn something every day from you. You know, not really. It's I kind of look at it as a pretty good weekend, and not that I'm not looking forward to sports starting for high school and things like that. But it's kind of the calm before the storm. So this would be like the last kind of I've got a Friday night off. Maybe the last one till next May. But you know, it's a Friday night off, so probably will. I'm guessing probably be dozing about 7:30 on the couch.
Yeah, you
never
wrong
know.
With that.
Never know.
Hey, don't forget tonight the night market down here.
Okay, I'll go to the night market at 6:30, and then I'll be home by 7:30 to take a nap.
And don't forget the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers will at Hub City tonight.
Okay, so I'll go up to Hub City, and then, I'll be home by 8.
And then a bingo event also tonight at the Phoenix Center at 5:30.
Oh, yeah, National Wild Turkey Federation. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Red Cross Blood Drive is going to be held today from noon to 4.
Black Earth.
That's in Black Earth. And the centennial celebration going on at the Woodman Aquatic Center tonight. So enjoy that. And also, there's a lot of farmer markets tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The Boscobel Farmer Market from 8 to noon at the depot. Viroqua Farmers Market, 8 to 12:30 tomorrow. Tomorrow from 8 to 1 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Loganville. That's close to us. So free milk and cheese will be available at Park Street Christian Church beginning at 9:30 in the morning.
You bet.
So anyway, you know, just the little things.
And we want to wish the best of luck to all of the gang at Four Pete's Sake in Spring Green. They're having that on Sunday.
On Sunday, the 20th annual day in the park fundraiser.
Yep.
At Spring Green Veterans Park. Music, food, and fun. The 5th annual Four Pete's Sake golf outing will be held on the House on the Rock on September 20th. So get out and support those. We've got a lot of good events, Phil.
Well, it was great to have those folks in the studio this week.
Farmers markets are busy right now. And boy, I tell you what, if you want some good quality farmers products for not store prices, now's the time to visit those stores. So
yeah, you know where it came from.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice, good, fresh, locally grown stuff.
Yep.
This is kind of the time of year right now, or it's like prime time.
Yes. Oh, it is.
Sweet corn is good. And
tomatoes, bell peppers.
There you go.
I got banana peppers, and then I got sweet green peppers that look like jalapenos. I was very disappointed when I bit into one last night.
Oh, a little spicy, a little hot?
No, I was expecting it, and it's like...
Oh. There was nothing
apparently
there.
I can't read what I plant.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, it wasn't good. But I like sweet peppers, so.
Sounds like you did all right in your victory garden though.
Yeah, yeah. I got potatoes. I tell you what, Phil, I planted 6 plants and I continue to put dirt on top of the potatoes because they're growing.
Oh.
That's crazy.
Wow. So, good. Yeah, we've dug a few potatoes. I should say June has with the daycare kids.
Oh, really?
It's been a pretty good year for potatoes.
I think it has too. Yep. So.
The other end of our garden kind of slopes down, and there was a little high water there at one point. So some of those things aren't doing very well.
My dad planted in Arkansas, planted potatoes twice this year. None of them came up. So
really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So it's got to be his soil or something.
It could be. Yeah. I've had bad years for those too.
Oh, yeah, I have too.
They kind of rot in the ground or whatever. Or you dig them up and you still got your seed there and just the plant. Like, hey, where are the potatoes, man?
So, yeah, or I guess I'm going to eat that potato because I'm not going to waste it.
Eat the old seed potato.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, there you
cut the eyes off and move on. And anything else, buddy, that we need to know?
I don't think so.
Packer game Sunday.
Sunday against Denver.
Yeah.
Another meaningless game, you know. But it isn't. But what got me about the first game is, you know, 3 plays for the offense that they're done, and then, you know, I think 4 plays for the defense, and then they're talking about players that I'm sure aren't even going to be with the team.
Like, you know? Phil Nee and Henry Bray
won't be on the team. Yeah. No.
So I don't know. I don't mind the preseason. I really don't. I don't watch the preseason. I listen to it.
Right. I do too.
But I don't like the postgame. It's horrible.
Yeah, we had a few calls about that last Saturday.
It's horrible.
We're obligated for an 8-hour
podcast. Oh, without question. And I understand it's part of the deal that we have to sign.
Yep, we have to do it.
But it's just, you know what? Why can't they have a Brewer wrap after a preseason game? 5 minutes, they're done.
Right.
They're done.
Exactly. For preseason.
For
Brewer preseason games.
It's done.
Right. But, you know, and not to slam them, but they're a statewide Packer network, and they kept giving the number, and they didn't have any phone calls and maybe only a couple texts that they referred to anyway. So that tells you something on a statewide that nobody was really caring after the preseason. Now, the regular season
is totally different.
Totally different.
Totally different. You can't get it. It's really hard to get a call in.
Can't get in, right. Yeah. Exactly.
But the preseason, I'm not going to.
And then, of course, this Sunday night, it'll be really late, too. So the chances of them getting a call are pretty slim.
Right. See, and you know, the thing of it is preseason, I put that like me as the salesman here, and then the regular season is the main guy up front.
So, yeah, there you go.
So junior salesman here.
You're a junior salesman.
JV team.
The B team.
The B team, baby.
All right,
buddy,
Hank.
Have a great day. Have a great weekend, Phil. And to everybody out there, have a great weekend and be kind, Phil.
Sounds good.